everyone, and welcome to the National Bugle Radio. We have another exciting podcast for you, and today we have back on the program Professor Andrew Joyce joining us from the UK. Thank you very much for coming on the show again.
Patrick, it's a pleasure to be here once again, as always, and be able to contribute something to the program.
Well, I just want to say to our listeners that, you know, this is going to be a good show because Professor Joyce, I think, really is doing the best research on the most important topic that we face right now. He's, in certain ways, I guess you're kind of an intellectual protege of Kevin MacDonald. I don't know if that's really the proper term to use, but I just feel that you're doing really important work. And it's hard to do this work. It's hard to do this work because you're not going to get any kind of foundation grant to do it. So you have to acquire the skills. You know, some people can go through a PhD program and acquire all these research skills based on the research that they plan to do. And so they get a head start on it. But anybody who says, oh, yeah, I'm going to research Jewish power, you're not going to last in a PhD program. You'll be out on your ear. So you have to have some other program of studies that you're pursuing in order to get the position, and then, you know, almost have to do this kind of on the side. So it's very hard. This is a major, major obstacle for us. So few people have the ability to do it, but you're doing excellent research, even with that massive obstacle. I really look forward to having you on the show. And so let's get right to it. And I'm talking about how hard it is to get into academia. And why would it be so hard to get into academia? It's not as if Jews control academia.
Well, funny you should say that, Patrick. Very recently, I was rereading a piece that you wrote for the Occidental Observer back in 2012, which I can't honestly believe is 4 years ago now. But the article that you wrote was Elena Kagan's Diversity Problem and Jewish Privilege. And the main emphasis of that article was Jewish ethnic networking in academia and the role of Jews as gatekeepers in terms of academic positions, in terms of control over culture, control over funding. This particular is another aspect of it. But there was one sentence in that article which for me is a standout observation, and I'll reread it word for word here because I think it's so important. And you wrote that academia has its own gatekeepers. They ensure that important professions have significant Jewish overrepresentation and weed out people who are viewed as hostile to Jewish privilege. And there's a lot in there that, you know, deserves to be unpacked, but I think that the first is that you carefully outline the fact that we're not just talking in terms of, all right, okay, Jews dominate academia, therefore there's a problem in academia. You write that they ensure that important professions have significant Jewish overrepresentation. And it's very important to highlight the fact that when you control the universities and the faculties, you control a supply system to various professions, not just the legal profession, which is one of the things that you really focus on in the article and really does deserve a deep mining for further information. But, you know, when you look at the media, for example, when you look at education, which we will discuss further later, or when you look at fields like history, the arts, these are areas which can change the direction of an entire nation. And if Jews are pulling the strings within that supply system, within that kind of assembly line of future lawyers or future judges or future culture makers, then that's an incredible level of influence. And when Jews gain a monopoly within that system, it can be devastating to white interests. And that's why I think it was not only a crucial article, but a very crucial observation.
You know, I say that having spent a long time in academia, a long time as a student, a lot longer than I think I really needed to be a student. But there again, there's a lot of favoritism that goes on. And I realized I was not a favored person. So that's where part of it comes from. And so we're not only just talking about the legal profession or the media. you know, of course, academia is a gatekeeper to, for instance, the medical profession. You're not going to get into the medical profession just, you know, working your way up from the mailroom. It's something you have to go through school. And maybe the medical profession might not seem quite as important as the legal profession or the media in terms of controlling the direction of society, but it controls access to a lot of very high-paying jobs and, you know, all sorts of other professions. You mentioned education, and I think back to my days as a public school student and my mother as a public school teacher, and wherever we went, the school principals and especially school superintendents for, you know, county superintendents were Jewish. It was, and this was not an area with a lot of Jewish population, but the superintendents, the principals, and even a lot of the teachers, there was just a very strong overrepresentation of Jews in the public school system. And that might not seem so important, but it is. You think of the level of what you could call brainwashing, the level of social conditioning that children are in, children who are never even going to go to college, but they now are going through a curriculum, a very anti-white curriculum. I don't know how it is in Britain, but in the United States, my niece joked to me once that, oh, I didn't know there was anything in history besides slavery and the Holocaust. And, you know, it was just kind of an offhand joke she made, but yeah, it's all essays about Jackie Robinson, the first black baseball player, or Rosa Parks. It's all about the civil rights movement and slavery and the Holocaust and anything that can be used to shame whites. Who winds up being school superintendents? Yet you get through a university education, through these education departments at schools. So the control of academia is way more important than a lot of people realize. And I don't think it's just because we're two academics and we're talking shop here. I think there really is something to it.
Of course, it's a crucial part of society. And it's one of the crucial pieces of the puzzle that must be acquired by an opposing force if it wishes to bring down that society or change its direction. And that has to be done on several levels, from the highest going right down to the lowest. I mean, personally, I'm not surprised at all that the Jews were acquiring disproportionate influence at the level of school superintendents. It doesn't surprise me at all. Those are crucial positions for changing patterns within education and trends within teaching within that particular district. Now, the second part of that sentence that I quoted from your article referred to Jewish privilege, and that is what I think is deserving of further focus also. These people who are filling these positions, who are then passing the access to further positions onto their fellow Jews, they are exercising what you described quite accurately as Jewish privilege. Now, part of me instinctively reacts against this word privilege because I think in so many ways it's a social justice construction that's used to beat us down, but I don't think it's entirely without merit. One of the strange things about Jews, and one of the strange things that they have a tendency to do, is they will take an objective reality and then just invert it somehow, full on in terms of portraying the alt-right, what they describe as the alt-right, and also Donald Trump and Trumpism as